How do you handle negativity?
Do I care? No, I look great. I don't know who you're talking about. People get so mad.
It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I have such a special guest. Please welcome Lily to Loud Talk. Thank you so much, Lily, for being on Loud Talk with Lavi today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So let's just start off. I want to get to know you a little bit better. I've been following you on social media for a while and I absolutely love your videos like so many other people do. But can you just tell me and the viewers just a little bit more about yourself?
I'm Lily, obviously. And there's something called EV, which means I don't really produce collagen. So your skin is kind of like Velcro. And I'm basically missing the latches. So my skin doesn't really stay together that well, which causes difficulties with my hands and stuff like that. So it makes everything pretty difficult. And obviously makes me look very different.
So right.
It's basically my disease. And I just got into makeup like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just started to do it because like I was super duper depressed in 2020 until now, just because like high school, moving, disability. So I just wasn't taking care of myself at all. And I saw a bunch of people doing get ready with me videos, and I'm like, oh, that might be a fun thing to do. To like take care of myself.
Yeah.
And then I noticed when I wore makeup, people treated me like I was like a human being and not the disabled.
I see. And I want to kind of dive into more of what you said, like how makeup kind of, would you say it kind of gave you that feeling of like feeling more empowered in your own self?
Definitely. But I also feel like it made other people recognize me for being an actual teenager, not just a kid that has a disability.
Right. So you are in high school right now, right?
Yes, I'm a sophomore.
Okay. And like, how has that experience like been for you? Especially as you said, like you wanted people to start viewing you more of like at your age, like a teenager. And why do you think that is with makeup and stuff? Because I definitely have my opinions on that. I find a lot of people, because I struggle with acne, view me as a teenager, even though I'm in my 20s now, because acne is usually associated with, you know, being in your teens and going through puberty. And I think when I do wear makeup, it does make me look a little bit more my age. So I'm curious to kind of hear more of your perspective on that.
A similar thing to me, except because of my disability, I'm quite small. I'm literally 4 feet, 50 pounds. Absolutely tiny for my age now. So just by my face, I look pretty young.
Right.
So put that all together and I don't quite look my age.
Right.
And I have a high-pitched voice.
Mm-hmm.
So put that all together and you wouldn't recognize me as a teenager. But then I wear makeup and people are like, oh, like they recognize me for who I am, like
right,
my actual age, instead of just seeing how small I am.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I'm so happy to hear that makeup kind of gave you that, because that's what the fun of makeup is. And I think it's such a cool creative outlet to have. And it's so much fun to play around with. But I do want to ask you, so when you started your journey on TikTok, what kind of made you, so you mentioned like you watched other people's get ready with me's and you were like, maybe I should try this out. But how did you feel posting like your first initial video? Was there any like fear in just like being an audience or like getting comments? Because I know like a lot of people, when coming on social media, they are kind of afraid of any negativity and even maybe positive support, because it can feel very overwhelming at first.
I honestly didn't think I'd get any feedback whatsoever.
Okay.
I just thought I'd post a get ready with me videos and have like 100 followers at home and just do that. I really wasn't even expecting any comments.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't worried about that at all.
Right. And now you've like blown up.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. I woke up the next day. I'm like, hey, people know who I am. Wait, what?
So how does that feel now? Like that you have like hundreds of thousands of followers and hundreds of thousands of people watching your videos every day.
It is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Three times I've been recognized like in public and I've looked for the famous TikToker they're talking about.
Oh, wow.
Literally looked around me for who they're being excited to say hi to.
Yeah.
It was obviously me.
Right.
So still not used to it quite yet.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it is a weird feeling. And especially for you, like since it kind of happened overnight. But do you ever get negative comments online?
I do get quite a few, but it's usually just like really stupid comments, like
Yeah.
posts on Instagram Reels and stuff like that.
Right. And
Yeah.
how do you handle negativity? Because that's like one of the top questions I get as like being in social media, and I have my perspective on that, but I want to hear yours as well.
Honestly, I kind of love it because one of my favorite things to do is come up with comebacks for these new people. And it's really fun. Responses is always really funny.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing too, honestly. Like, because a lot of, as you said, like a lot of the hate comments just tend to be like stupid stuff that like you can tell the person like just randomly said something that, you know, they probably didn't put much thought into, and kind of making a comeback is really fun sometimes.
Yeah, and someone said it was, I was like a, I forgot what it's called, but like look like a robot in human form. Oops.
Okay.
I forgot what it's called, but like, and I'm like, I'm sorry, did your phone die? I don't know who you're talking about. And I got 200 people responding to that comment, being like,
Yeah.
ooh, I wasn't expecting that. Nice.
Yeah. It's the best when like your supporters come and like back you up too.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
really, really funny. They always love when I like respond to someone. They always think it's so funny.
Yeah. So I want to go back to you talking about EB, and I remember when your first, like, I think it was just a Get Ready With Me video that came up on my page, and I watched a few of your videos, and then I saw your pin video where you kind of explain
Yeah.
it there. And I really liked how you explained it, especially with the Velcro analogy. I think you made it very simple for anyone to understand exactly what you're going through. And I also really enjoyed your perspective on like how you're very open to questions and answering questions and all of that. So kind of overall, I would say I really enjoy, you can just tell like through the camera and through your videos, you have such a positive energy, right? And you just mentioned how 2020 kind of confirmed how you were kind of in a very like dark place, you were depressed. So what kind of helped you pull yourself back? Because right now, like at least from what I can see online, you do really seem like a very positive person. So what kind of helped you get to that place?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm positive. I have good days and bad days like everyone
Yeah.
else, but I also have times when I'm in less pain and more pain. So that's
Right.
obviously gonna help. Either ruin my day or make it really great.
Right.
So it honestly just depends how good my day is. But I do feel like when I do get ready with things, it sometimes distracts me from my pain.
Right.
And just I get to have fun. So that's kind of why I like to do them too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just get to be a normal teenage girl for about half hour.
Right. And I think that's one of the best things about like social media and content creating is it does kind of like put you in this like alternate universe where like nothing else matters except like the cool makeup look you're doing in that moment. I'm just curious, like what's your favorite makeup product you would say?
Oh, that's really hard. I have so many. I'm obsessed with Rare Beauty though.
Yeah, that's a good
Anything Rare
one.
Beauty, honestly.
And what's your favorite like makeup category? Like lips, blush?
Lip oil. I love lips. I've been
Yeah.
obsessed with lip oils recently, though.
They're so good. They're so good. I'm so happy
Yeah.
like they've become such a trend because like
Oh
I
my God,
mean
yeah.
just a
I
few years
always
ago.
hated glosses.
Okay, yeah, they're just sometimes they're just too sticky and stuff, but lip oils feel really nice. And then like
Yeah.
a few years ago, like the whole matte trend was such a thing that like your lips would fall off because of how dry the products were. So
Oh my God, yes. When I was starting last year, I had the driest lipstick I'd wear every day. And my para, which is like someone who helps me during the day at school, was like, are you okay? And I'm like, absolutely not. Do I care? No, I look great.
I love that. I love that. So, I do want to get like your perspective because I think in today's society, so many people put such emphasis on like beauty standards. And as you mentioned in a lot of your videos, like this condition, you know, obviously you do look different, right? And I think you are making such an impact in just showing up online and doing your makeup. Like anybody, like you said, you just want to feel like a normal teenager girl because that's what you are, right? And I think what you're doing is so important. And we do need more people to just come out and just be authentically them because I think in today's society, especially like our generation of, you know, this younger age, teenage to like young adults, we put such an emphasis on these beauty standards, and I kind of want to get your opinion on like the conventional beauty standards and what you hope that you would have seen more in the media growing up.
Honestly, in the media growing up, even now, if you've noticed, even in TV shows, you almost never see anyone in a wheelchair or with
Right.
crutches or that looks different. It's always like has autism and poorly depicted autism at best, or poorly depicted Down syndrome or something like that. It's never a good portrayal of a physical disability. And if it is, it's something stupid like, oh, I stubbed my toe and I'm in a cast.
I see.
And every time, even now, when I see someone in a TV show or a commercial that's in a wheelchair, I always get so excited because I never saw that as a little kid. And I kind of want to be that person for little kids now.
Absolutely. And I think you are. I think you're making such a big impact so far, and in just this short amount of time, I can't even imagine what you're going to be able to do and how you're going to be able to impact people like in the long run. Do you have like, obviously you weren't expecting much from like social media right when you started, but now that you've gained this following, like, do you have like any plan with what you want to do next?
I do actually. There's quite a few things. The first thing is I want to raise awareness for someone, obviously. The second thing though is I want to make makeup products more accessible. So many makeup products aren't accessible at all. I can't open 99% of my products. My mom or dad has to open them. And it's really annoying, and I love doing the makeup, but that's the part I hate about it. I can't get myself ready completely by myself because I can't use the pump that comes in, or I can't open it, or both, which is always really, really annoying. The only thing I could really open myself is the Rare Beauty blushes and lip oils. That's the only product I've been able to open in a year of doing makeup. And I really want to try and get not only brands, but just people who buy makeup in general to realize how inaccessible this is, and hopefully we can start to change that.
And I've heard that like Rare Beauty, like I knew that they designed a lot of their products with that in mind. But you're so right, like I don't know very many other brands who have packaging that's really easy to open, unless it's like, because like a lot of them you do have to like screw off, or as you said, they have a pump, right? So I think that's really important. And I don't think, like, I mean, as you mentioned, Rare Beauty, like you're able to open their price, like I don't think it's that much harder for brands to just make accessible packaging that you can open and also I can open, you know, like it's
Yeah,
very
it is
interesting.
more expensive. However, it's not necessarily hard. And what they don't seem to realize, if they make it more accessible, they'll get more people to buy it. Therefore, they will get more money. It'll all kind of level out. Maybe not immediately, but eventually it will.
Absolutely.
So, personally, I think the extra cost is well worth it, but most companies don't, sadly.
Absolutely. And I think that's like goes with a lot of things. I mean, not just with like packaging and making it more accessible in terms of how to use it, but we've also seen so much in the industry, like shade ranges, right? Like
Oh my
so many
God, yeah.
brands to this day still have like only five shades when they're that's clearly not enough, right? So
Yes, and the whole thing where people were complaining about how the blush didn't fit their skin tone when they were white. It was made for black people. I'm like, this is one of the only blushes they can use that shows up on them. You have everything else, you're fine.
Exactly. That's a very, very good point. And I think the going back to kind of the TV shows and stuff you mentioned, I think that's such a key thing as well. I know for myself, and I know like and that's why I want to have this conversation with you and just to learn more about you and your experience, but I remember just watching, I don't know if you ever watched Hannah Montana growing up,
A little bit, yeah.
a little bit, but I was like sick last year and I was like just scrolling on Disney and I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna watch some Hannah Montana like just to reminisce on my childhood.
Yeah.
And there was this one episode where she like got a pimple on her nose and it was like the end of the world. Like she was like she couldn't
Yes.
perform, like it was this whole thing. And I was watching that and I was like, wow, like I think if I probably these are the things that I saw as a kid that started to make me feel insecure in my skin because I wasn't seeing this. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't seeing
Yeah,
this in the
exactly.
media portrayed. Like, at the end of the day, like, a pimple is not a big deal at all, and it should
Yeah.
never like stop someone from performing, right? But it's kind of what we've been fed. So I kind of want to get your perspective more on, I know you mentioned a couple of the like in TV shows and stuff, how sometimes disabled people aren't portrayed like in the best way or not at all even. So what's your perspective with that, and what do you hope to see changed like in the next few years for like the next generations to come?
I'm really hoping that Gen Alpha, or maybe the next generation at least, will, I don't even know what's called, but whatever, will be able to grow up and realize that like pimples are completely normal. It's not something that you should cry about and like hide in your bedroom until it goes away. Like if someone needs a wheelchair, great, they just can't do exactly what you can. They're fine any like doing anything else. If someone has autism, great, you can adapt your things. You could adapt basically everything to basically anyone pretty easily. And the most kids I in a lot of like kids' TV shows, it's always like the end of the world when something happens like that. And like everything has to be stopped. And as you said, like she can't perform. Like everything has to be stopped and the their life's over. But I'm really
Absolutely.
hoping that it will be like, oh, I have another pimple. Oh well, let's continue. Or, oh shoot, I broke my leg. I'm gonna have to be in crutches. Oh well, but I can still play soccer, just differently. Stuff like
Absolutely.
that. Yeah.
And I love your perspective on that of in the whole terms of like adjusting and like, you know, like I'm in this situation, but I can just do things differently. It doesn't mean that I can't do it altogether, right? So, I think that that's an amazing perspective you have. And I think a lot of times, especially with social media, one of the bad things about it is we do tend to compare ourselves a lot and think, oh, well, I don't look like this person. I don't have this. I don't have this. So I can't, you know, and that goes in all sorts of things, whether it's like money or looks or just education, like literally everything. So how have you kind of, have you ever dealt with that comparison game on social media in the first place? And if you have, how have you dealt with it?
I've always been incredibly jealous of people with clear skin. Like, just even toned skin, not red everywhere, people with normal hands. They could do anything they want and look gorgeous doing it easily. And they won't get treated like a toddler doing whatever they want, just living their normal day-to-day life. And I was always really jealous of that. Frankly, I still am. And I don't think I'll be able to get over that. I am trying, but I honestly don't think it's possible.
No, and I appreciate you saying like you don't think you'll be able to get
Yeah.
over that, and I think that's a very normal
Yeah.
feeling to have, right? Like,
Yeah.
it's not like, yeah, like I totally agree with that. And I think, do you have anything that you would like to, because I think so many young girls spend so much time on social media just constantly comparing themselves over the littlest things, like, you know,
Yeah,
their
that's.
hair, their skin. And do
Yes.
you have anything to say to anyone who might be listening who is struggling with that?
What I like to say is that everyone's different, but that's what makes us unique. Everyone looked and acted the exact same way. Life would be really, really boring. We wouldn't have your favorite influencers. We wouldn't have TV shows. It would just kind of be like living a robotic life. I really try and like show what my actual life is like while still not being like, I'm in a lot of pain, this is the end of the world. And so I'm like, I am going to the eye doctor today and I am in a lot of pain, but let's make the best of a bad situation.
Absolutely. And that's the best perspective, I think, of not just it, because as you said, like it's not just about being like happy, positive all the time, because you know there's things in life that suck, and like you said, like there are days where you're in more pain than others, but it's like such about perspective, recognizing the bad, but then thinking like, okay, how am I going to turn this around? So maybe on a like maybe walk me through when you are having a bad day or when you are in a lot of pain, What are your go-to things to just make yourself feel a little bit better? I know obviously like filming videos and playing around with makeup is probably one of them, but anything else that kind of
Yeah.
helps you?
I honestly had like the worst pain that I have in a while yesterday, so I wasn't able to do much. Pretty much just laid in bed and watched TikTok and tried to sleep. But on days where I could actually like get out of bed, I did listen to Taylor Swift. That always helps a lot. I always try and listen to my favorite music. Just like play around with my phone. I do diamond painting sometimes, so we did that the other day when I was in pain. That was really fun. Just really try and distract myself as much as possible. That's usually what helps the most.
Yeah, I think that that's definitely a good like coping mechanism of just like doing something that you love. I know for me, like I mean you can relate with just playing with makeup is like literally therapy, so it's so much fun to do. I kind of want to shift gears here a little bit, so I just want to get to know you like more. Outside of like social media and your condition and everything. So, you're in high school right now. What's your favorite subject in high school?
It's not necessarily favorite subject, it's more along the lines of favorite teacher.
Okay.
But I have a really great geometry teacher.
Oh, awesome.
She's really great, so she makes the class really, really amazing.
It's
She's pretty
oh, so.
new, so she's still like really excited,
Okay,
which
yeah.
is always like really great. And she explains things really well and like actually helps you if you need help and stuff like that.
That's awesome. I loved like high school. Now I'm in university, so I'm at in my last year, so I'm a bit over studying. But do you have like, are you thinking maybe going to post-secondary after high
Yeah, I
school?
want
What are
to
you
be a preschool
thinking?
teacher.
Oh, awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah,
That's
I love
awesome.
little kids.
I think you would
And
be an
yeah,
amazing preschool teacher, honestly, just from like
thank you.
knowing you from your videos. But I think you would be awesome at that. And so,
It's
sorry, I'm in Canada, so sophomore is second year of high school, right? Like you still
oh,
have two more
yes,
years? Okay,
sorry.
yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's so cool. Okay, so like what has been the coolest thing since starting social media? Obviously you're getting a bunch of PR now, which I'm sure is so much fun.
Yeah.
What was your like reaction when you got like your first PR package?
I honestly was like thought that it was an act like we ordered something.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't remember ordering something. Oh, we didn't. And I was
That's
just so
funny.
confused at first. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I didn't know that happened so quickly.
Yeah. That's so cool. That's so cool. And I'm sure like it's just so much fun to like get all the new launches and everything. Do people like at school or like your family and friends, like what do they have to say about you doing social media?
All my family and friends are always like so excited for me to do their makeup on them.
Oh
It's
yeah.
so funny. I've done videos with my aunt, both aunts actually. My mom. I'm going to a camp in 3 weeks actually.
Oh,
And
cool.
one of my favorite nurses there is like, you need to do makeup on me there too. I'm like, I was already planning on it. Great.
That's
Okay.
awesome.
She
That's
just looked at
awesome.
me for a second and was like, thanks, I think.
Yeah, 'cause
No
you'd
offense, since
like
I was like six, so we're really close.
Oh, nice. Have you always been into like beauty and stuff since you were little?
Honestly, no. I have always been like a girly girl, but I haven't really just. I used to love like those little baby lip slip balms
Oh, yeah.
things. I think I had like two, but I still have one somewhere. Just like for nostalgic purposes.
Yeah.
But that was
But
like pretty much it. I
okay.
really like wasn't kind of into that kind of stuff
Yeah, that's
until pretty
fair.
recently, actually.
That's fair. And did you watch like a lot of like creators more on like TikTok or did you watch any like YouTube back in the day?
Both, mostly TikTok though, because I just as a app altogether, I don't necessarily like YouTube.
Okay.
There's just so many bad features about it. And somehow it always takes me to a link where it's like, would you like to buy something? No. Are you sure? Yes. Are you absolutely sure? Yeah.
Yeah,
Every
that's
time.
fair. There are a lot more ads on YouTube. So, who would you say are like your favorite TikTok creators?
Obviously, I absolutely love Michaela.
Yeah.
I have a friend named Larissa.
Okay.
Her account's like Larissa Lively, because that's just her name. It's like Larissa Lively Beauty or something.
Okay.
Love her videos. She did a really great like Valentine's Day look recently that was super cool.
I'll have to check her out. I don't know her, so I'll have to search her up.
She does really cool videos. Obviously, you.
Thank you so much. And honestly, like I was already like watching your videos, and I remember when you commented on one of my videos, I got so excited and had to DM you like right away. So I was like, I need to talk to you and just get to know you. Because that's like one of the best things I think about social media is like being able to connect with people like just all over the world who are all just into beauty, right? So
Yeah, it's so cool.
I got really excited when I saw your comment. I was like, oh my gosh, she watches my videos. I watch her videos.
So funny that happened with my friend Larissa too, actually.
Oh,
I
really?
had a separate account before this one, and I was watching both of you on that account.
Okay.
And then that account kind of like got taken down, and I'm just like, okay, and just followed most of the people back. And then everyone's like, you follow me. I'm like, I have for a while.
That's funny.
It's so
That's funny.
funny. It's always like, oh my God, you know me. You
That's literally how exactly how I felt in that moment. 'Cause I was like, holy, like I'm like one of your fans, you know? Like this is kind of crazy, but it's always like 'cause I think on TikTok, like I find like I miss like notifications more like when people follow me, 'cause like I don't know, I feel like TikTok's notifications are kind of weird. Like I only really notice when people follow me if it like shows up, or like at least if we're mutuals, if it shows up in like my messages and then it's like say hi.
Yeah.
Like that's what happened. It was like say hi to Lily, and I was like, oh wait, she follows me back. So that's super cool. Okay, so I want to kind of get back into like more on because obviously like this podcast is a lot about like social media and beauty standards and everything. So what would you say are like some of your favorite parts about social media, and then what are some of the things that like you don't like, and at least like in terms of like how it can affect people like their confidence and everything like that, and how do you wish that that would be changed?
I both really like and really hate the diversity
Okay.
because in some ways there's so much, but in
Mm-hmm.
some ways there's none at all at the exact same time.
Right. Absolutely.
I follow a lot of different creators. I follow my friend, which has EB. I follow you, Acne. I follow a different friend, you Black, right? So there's a whole bunch of different skin types. At the same time, the only people who are really shown as people with clear white skin.
Right, especially when it comes to like advertisements and like, makeup
Yeah.
campaigns and stuff. Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, I always find it crazy because it's like, no one's skin fully looks like that ever.
I know, it's so annoying. And there's so many also like commercial, like not commercial, like little ads on TikTok for like foundations and stuff. And it's
Yeah.
like, you put it on and it'll cover all your acne and scars. I'm like, that's not possible.
Right. And then
That's
they're
not
showing it.
physically possible. And then
Yeah.
they show like a edited photo.
Yeah. Yeah,
And you're
absolutely.
like, that's not even the same person.
No, and that's why like I always show like the makeup in different lighting, 'cause sometimes when I'm like right in front of a ring light, like texture and stuff can kind of get blown out. And then people think like, "Oh, it just disappeared," but then I show like when you take
Yeah.
the ring light away, then it's like, "Oh, no, there it is. There's all the
Yeah.
texture and stuff." But yeah, it's crazy how like deceiving things can be on social media. I want to ask you, what's your opinion on beauty filters?
I don't use them, or at least I try not to.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just realized that I've been using one accidentally the whole time because
On
it like
TikTok?
turns on
Yeah.
automatically
I hate how
and
they
it
like
won't let me
put
take
that
it off.
on. Yeah. I
It
hate
will
how.
not let me take it off. So
I
there's this
know.
one that just kind of like makes my lighting look different, which also makes my skin look a little clearer. And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't use filters. Oh wait. And like I can't get it off now.
Right. On is this on TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah. It, I don't
'Cause
know
like there's no
why.
option to turn it off.
Yeah, I don't know why TikTok has started like with their new update. Like they just started automatically filtering. Like I'll
Yeah.
open the app sometimes and I'm like, I like look closer and I'm like, wait, I don't look like that.
I know, right?
So
The other day
weird.
I turned it on and I'm like, I'm not that pink. I have red spots. I'm not pink though. I look like Peppa Pig right now.
So like apart from like it
It's
just
like,
coming on automatically, what's your overall
apart
like?
from like it being like you can't turn it off,
Yeah.
I honestly don't like them because again, it's so unrealistic. Like I know someone on TikTok who does like the brown eye, green eye thing filter. I think it's like green eyes or brown eyes or
Yeah.
something like that. And but it alters like everything, not just your eyes.
Yes.
Make your skin look clearer, eyelashes longer. So everyone always asks her, like, what she does. And then she's always like, oh, yeah, use this mascara, this cream. And then it gets people to get them, and they don't do exactly what she looks like because nothing can.
Yep, absolutely. And those filters are so deceiving. I agree with you, because it's not like it's just changing your eye color. Like I applied, I think it was that green eye filter. I used it the other day just to show like the difference. And it's like it slims down your face. It changes your nose shape. It like raises, like it does so much to your face, but like in the most like subtle way, so that you still are like, oh, I still look like myself.
Like
But
you
I
don't
think,
realize it until you post it and you're like, that's not me.
yeah, exactly. Or you like put it on, then take it off right away to see the difference. And I think it can be really damaging when you like are almost comparing yourself to this like alternate version of yourself, you know? Because then you're like, wait, I don't actually look like that. And I think it just can, it, that, I think that can honestly more, be more damaging than like viewing someone else with a filter on. But I think that also is damaging because like so many people don't realize that the people they're viewing online do have filters on. They're like you said, like, oh my gosh, their skin is so nice, their eyelashes are so nice. And it's like, yeah, because it's a filter.
And a lot of people recently have seen like take out the little filter on the bottom so you can't see there's a filter there.
Yeah.
But like I know it's a filter because I've seen them like before use the same filter. They've just kind of taken it out of the actual video.
Absolutely, like download it before. And that's the thing, is you know the filters, like you see, since you've seen so many. But I always think like there's so many people who don't have the eye to recognize that it's a filter. And that's when it's like, I think the worst, because I've posted videos showing like the comparison, and I've gotten so many comments that like it actually shocked me how many people didn't realize that it was a filter, because I was trying to show like, you know, a comparison, and some people are like, were like, wait, I wouldn't even have known that was a filter. And I'm like, what? Like I would have assumed that everyone just understands that like it's a filter. But it's crazy. It's crazy. That's the one part that like irks me about social media sometimes.
People like don't realize it's a filter, and then when you're, I'm like, oh, I accidentally used a filter the other day, and it won't come off now. Everyone's like, what filter? I'm like, yeah, that's the problem here.
I do want to ask you, and like feel free to like if there's anything you don't want to answer, just let me know. No hard feelings. So I often talk about how, you know, dealing with acne, it was like it brought me like sometimes to like my lowest lows of just like being really insecure and how I look and stuff. And now I've like become a lot more comfortable with it, and kind of found like positivity in it. But I always talk about how there's certain things that I've learned like really amazing life lessons just from dealing with acne, in terms of like learning that it's more just about like how you look, and it's about, you know, learning your personal self-worth. And I've learned a lot of patience and self-care. I'm curious, like, are there any like important life lessons that you think have come out of you dealing with your condition that you might have not learned otherwise?
Well, I'm definitely learning a lot about like skincare. Like I've noticed that this like new avocado serum that I've been using has been like really helping. And I figured out it's like the combination niacinamide and another ingredient I can never remember. I know what the ingredients are, I just don't know what they do, but they work.
Okay, yeah.
Also, kind of like how beauty isn't always on the outside, it's also on the inside. Like one of my favorite My favorite singer is Taylor Swift, but I've seen a lot of people being like, oh, if she didn't wasn't the beauty standards when she got famous and still now, then she most likely wouldn't have gotten famous. And
Interesting.
I think they're 100% right. She has an amazing singing voice, but so does so many other people.
Right.
But they're not, no one knows who they are because they don't fit the beauty standards. And she was lucky enough to have fit them.
Yeah. You're right in that, and I think as much as like, you know, there has been improvements in like society and kind of maybe leaning away from conventional beauty standards, they're still so present and they are so
There's a
influential.
new one now called like leggings legs.
Wait,
Have
what?
you seen that?
No, I haven't. What is
It's like
it?
only certain people look good in leggings. Your thighs don't touch. You look like this and that. And I'm like,
What?
you're just gonna make these 10-year-olds go unhealthy skinny again.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is like these beauty standards, like the fact that we're making like trends out of how people should look. Like, in the 2000s, it was trendy to be like super skinny, but then like more recently, like everyone was getting like BBLs and like you wanted more of an, like, you know what I mean? And now it's like going back, like that's the whole idea of like you can't make your body a beauty standard because beauty trends are always changing. So like you can't always just be changing with them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This
I
point,
had.
there is no beauty standards. They're
Right.
just this beauty.
Absolutely. And you have to find like, one of the things I always say is like create your own beauty standard. Like you have to find the beauty standard that fits you as an individual rather than trying to like create yourself into like the beauty standard that everyone else is expecting out of you. So that's crazy. I had not heard of that whole legging trend. That is crazy. That's actually
Yeah, I
insane.
saw it and I looked in the comments and all these little kids were so upset because they didn't look that way in leggings.
Oh my
And these were
gosh.
like 10-year-old girls.
Yeah,
And I
that's
replied
so
to every
damaging.
single one of the comments I could find,
Wow,
being
Lily.
like, don't listen. They're just, it's a stupid trend coming back. It's gonna go away in 5 minutes.
Literally. Wow,
You're just gonna be unhealthy.
that's I love that you reply like took the time to reply to every single comment. I think that's so impactful because I remember like even just being younger, I was always like when I started posting on YouTube, I'd get lots of comments saying like compare like people would say I looked like Kylie Jenner when she was younger. But then with that being said, people would always tell me, oh, like you should get lip filler though, because your lips are really small. And I definitely
Yeah.
like I was probably like 14, 15 at the time, and it definitely like I would say affected me because I was like, oh, maybe like I do need lip filler. Maybe I do need this, and I think I'm happy I never like really let that get to me. And now I'm like, I love my like smaller lips. I embrace them more. But I think what you are doing and just going in and commenting to all those people is so impactful. It's just that little like bit of support, for anyone questioning their looks of just like that reassurance from somebody else of like, oh, wait, I don't actually need to change myself. So thank you
Yeah.
for doing that. I think that in itself of you just being on online to be a reassuring voice to all these young girls is so amazing. That's insane. That's awesome. Okay, I want to see like what I had some other questions that I wanted to ask you.
My God, I have this quote that
Oh,
I
yeah.
actually saved. It's a quote from Marilyn Monroe,
Okay.
actually. And it's, "Boys think girls are like books. If the cover doesn't catch their eye, they won't bother to read what's inside." And I feel like it's not just boys, it's everyone.
Everybody. Yep. That's an amazing quote right there. And I think it goes back to what you were saying about even artists, right? Like for example, Taylor Swift versus like any other artist out there. I think that's such a like true statement because a lot of people, yeah, won't give anybody the time of day unless they kind of fit the certain image that they're looking for. I do have some questions about EB if that's okay with you for me to
Yeah, that's
ask.
fine.
So what, like, how common is EB? I'm just curious.
It's really, really rare, actually. It's like, we call it, the tagline is literally the worst disease you've never heard of. It's
Okay.
a horrible disease and
Yeah.
no one's heard of it. It's like really rare.
Okay. And you have, like, you mentioned you have a friend on social media who also has EB. Has that helped, like, kind of knowing someone who can relate to, like, your struggles? Because I know for me, like, one of the best things that helped me when I was really struggling with acne was finding people on social media who also were struggling with acne, so I like had someone to kind of relate to.
Well, I do know her like in real life.
Oh, okay.
I know so many EB people. I always like meet them at like events and stuff like that. So
Oh,
I've
that's
known
sweet.
so many people with EB since I was young.
Yeah.
And I started to get into makeup and my friend's like, "You realize I have like a makeup TikTok channel and YouTube channel, right?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about that."
That's awesome. Do you guys ever like do makeup collabs and stuff?
Not really, because it's just kind of hard to do between time difference and pain and
Right. That makes
bandages
sense.
and yeah.
And is EB, because I'm not sure about this, is EB a condition you like are born with or does it like develop over time?
It's genetic.
Okay. I see. That's so,
It's
yeah,
genetic.
I had never heard of it. Like, as you said, and that shows how rare it is. Like, I had never heard of it until until your TikToks, and then I started listening in about your journey to kind of hear more about it. And I think you explained a very like simple way. I mean, with your like Velcro analogy and stuff, but that's very interesting. So what, like, 'cause I know you mentioned you've been learning a lot more about skincare. What are like, what kind of skincare do you typically go to that kind of help out your skin?
The Glow Recipe avocado serum thingy. Don't even know what it's called.
I think
That
yeah.
really helps me.
I think it is like the avocado.
I think it's literally just called the avocado serum or
Yeah.
something. That has really helped me.
Nice.
Also, just like the normal like creams. I use Bubble a lot. That's so helpful.
Yeah, anything like moisturizing and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my go-tos as well. That's the best part about skincare is like finding the products that really like work for you.
Yeah, definitely.
And have you gotten like the chance to try out like a lot more skincare now that you're doing beauty videos online?
Definitely, yes. I've got to try so many things. It's really
It's
cool. I've been loving Bubble and the
I
Sol de
love
Janeiro
Bubble.
cream.
Yeah, I love Bubble. They have such fun products.
Yes, they
What's
sent me a
your
PR package recently.
Oh,
And I'm
really?
like,
That's
my
awesome.
God.
That's awesome. What are your thoughts on like the whole thing online now with like all the 10-year-olds in Sephora?
I honestly think they're literally just getting like stuff to take care of their skin
Yeah.
and they're just having fun.
Right.
So I honestly don't think it
No, I don't think it really matters too. I think like maybe some
But
of the
people get
products.
so mad.
I
And I've had
know.
so many people be like, oh my God, are you a Sephora kid? Like, no. And
That's
who cares
funny.
if I was?
Right. Yeah. I think like some of the products might be like I mean, I know I wouldn't have been able to afford any of those products when I was 10.
Yes.
But I think like there are so many
But if they
benefits.
can, then good for them.
Yeah, exactly. There's no harm in that. Definitely. And some of them are just like fun. Like, yeah, I don't think at 10 years old you need to be using like a retinol per se, but like if you want to
And
use.
99% of them aren't. And the
Yeah.
1% that are is like, it's a joke for a video.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you want to use like some hyaluronic acid or a moisturizer or even like a bit of makeup, like I don't think it's the end of the world. But
Yeah.
things just always get blown up so much on TikTok for sure.
Yes, definitely.
Do you have any things this year that you have like planned out that you're excited for?
As I said, I am going to a camp in February for EB, my kind of
Cool.
EB specifically.
Okay, so are there different I don't know obviously too much about it. So are there different types of EB?
Yes. Okay, EB simplex, junctional, dystrophic, and recessive dystrophic.
So how does each one like affect someone differently?
So, for example, for like in simplex, you could hardly tell. You just get a little bit of blisters and like blisters and cuts easier on your hands and feet and stuff.
I see.
Just get hurt a bit easier. And then it goes to like people with wounds on 70% of their body, most of their body, 90% to like 1%. So it affects everyone differently.
I see. So there's just a range of like how much what
Yeah,
affects
and it
someone.
also like affects you in different places. There's one type where like it's most like in between your toes and fingers, but then another one where it's like on like your knees and arms, like mostly. The one I have is like full body.
Right.
So like my type, I have at least for me in my type, 70% of my body's covered in open wounds, so blisters, and it's not like the other 30% is completely unscathed either.
Right.
Like my hands, while as my hands and face, while as they don't have cuts and wounds, like my hands and fingers are fused. Like everyone always asks if I'm wearing some kind of like glove on my hand because it almost looks like plasticky and like it affects my in like your insides too.
Okay.
Like for my kind, actually on Friday, I get something called an esophageal dilatation. Where basically my esophagus starts to slowly get more and more inflamed and close up over the span of 2 months.
Oh,
And
wow.
they kind of have to put a balloon in my throat and just kind of open it back up. So I have to do that every 2 months.
Wow.
And like I get heart medication, my throat hurts, and my mouth gets cuts easier and stuff like that.
And I appreciate your openness and just like educating me and everyone listening because I think, I mean, one, I had never heard of EB before seeing your videos, but two, you know, you don't really think like, oh, collagen can have like this much effect on not just like your skin, right? So thank you for sharing all of that.
Yeah, I love trying to spread awareness and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And is there anything else, I guess, before we end off here that you would want people to know about EV or yourself or anything in general that you want to share with the world?
If one more person tries to tell me to try collagen injections or a collagen cream, I might jump off a bridge.
Do a lot of people say that?
So many.
Oh my gosh. As
It's
if like,
really concerning.
as if that was the cure, as if you wouldn't have thought of it. Like, you know, if
It's
that was it.
really concerning.
That's crazy.
It's so concerning. I'm like, yeah, my body isn't produced collagen. What if collagen is just injected into you? I still won't produce it.
Yeah. It still wouldn't make it. That's a
That's not going to do much, will
No, that's the equivalent of people telling me to wash my face.
it? I know, right?
As if I had never thought to do
That's
that.
not going to help.
Yeah. People love unsolicited advice. Okay, now I'm curious, like, what other unsolicited advice have you gotten? Because that's one of the things that, like, just drives me crazy online.
Take an oatmeal bath. Someone's like, so many people, I used to live in New York City. So many people
Okay.
would go up to my mom and my nurse, and it's like, if you take an oatmeal bath and pray over this kid, eat while she's in the bath, she will be healed. And I'm like, it's
Just,
genetic. It's
yeah,
genetic. Why
literally.
do you think that will work?
Some people just like, I don't know, it's like, oh my gosh, how would you have never thought of this? And I love responding literally in that same way. Like when someone tells me to wash my face, I always say, like, oh, I'm gonna actually try that tonight, as if I've never tried it before. That's funny. I didn't know you used to live in New York. I was just in New York last week.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I used to live in New York City and then like a really tiny town, like half an hour outside it.
Did you like it there?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
Okay, cool. Where do you live now?
Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, yeah. I was just in New York last week with Hero Cosmetics.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I really liked it there. I definitely like a big city, so I definitely consider maybe moving there in the future, 'cause I don't live in like a huge city. I live in Calgary. I don't know if you know where that is or not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have a friend who lives in Ottawa right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the other side, like on the west
Yeah.
side, but yeah, it's just like it's a big city, but definitely nothing compared to New York. So
Yeah, there pretty much is nothing besides like the biggest cities in the world.
yeah. Do you have any like places that you really want to visit?
I've always wanted to visit like Italy. I think that'd be fun, France. There's someplace else that I forgot. I've always wanted to go to Hawaii, and I actually just went there recently.
Oh,
So that was
really?
super
I've
cool.
never
Yeah,
been. I've
went in
always wanted to
December.
go. That's awesome. I've always wanted to go. I love like anywhere warm and the water. So that would be great.
The funny thing is, we went to two different places,
Yeah.
like on opposite sides of the island, right? One place was 90 degrees. The other, they were both right near the ocean, by the way. The other was 65.
Oh, wow. And
Same island.
it's like a small island. So that's crazy.
It was insane.
Wow, that's really interesting. I've
Which is
never
good
heard.
because I was going to die from heat in the 90
Yeah.
degree one.
Yeah, it was good that you can have. Yeah, I guess you pick what side you want to go on based on how hot you
Yeah.
want it to be. That's cool. That's cool. Well, Lily, thank you so much for coming on Loud Talk with Lavi. Is there anything else you want to I have no more questions for you for today, but is there anything else you want to say to anyone listening today?
I don't think so.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I'm really happy that we got to chat, and I'm so excited to see you grow so much more on social media. I think the impact you're making is insane. I love watching your videos, as I'm sure so many other people do as well. So thank you for being you, and definitely keep up with the posting.
Thank you so much. You really helped drain my bank account.
Literally. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on Loud Talk. To anyone listening, you can
Thank you.
find our episodes on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube as well for the video version. We do post every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. Make sure to go follow Lily, of course. I'll have all her socials down below in the description linked for you guys to go check out. But thank you everyone for getting loud with me today, and you will hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye everyone.
Bye.